You're on Triple M. Let's talk more sport.
Triple M Breakfast's Weekend Sports Wrap with Dobbo.
Hey, can we talk rugby league, Dobbo? And I see Tessie knew we might be able to squeeze him out. He's got some opposition.
Yeah, well, look, we all saw it yesterday, playing for Winner Manly. Tamari Martin has come back. He's obviously had some injuries over the last 8 weeks. Expect him to be named at fullback for the Broncos against the Knights on Saturday night. I don't think Tessie knew will be there. I think they wanted to see Tamari get through a game. He did that. He passed with flying colours yesterday. He will be selected at fullback for that game against the Knights. And they need a win, Brisbane. If they are to make the eight, they have to win this week.
Dobbo, what else is breaking in rugby league land? Ricky Stewart copped a fair bit of controversy the weekend.
Where's it going to finish up, Dobbo?
Big fine. He's going to get a very big fine. It could be a record fine for Ricky. Obviously, he's passionate. He holds a grudge. He hasn't forgiven.
He's an angry, frustrated little man, isn't he?
Yeah, well, you know, you pick on someone's family and people don't forget. And,
someone say passionate, though, on the other foot. Everyone's saying, oh, woke cancel culture. Why can't Ricky say what he thinks and feels?
Well, it was when he was 12, this kid.
That's right. Can we let things go a little?
12 years ago.
An under-12 footy match.
Maybe holding a grudge from an under-12 football game.
Interesting, though, he didn't actually apologise. He came out and said, yeah, look, probably wasn't the right forum. I shouldn't have said that, but didn't actually apologise. And I'm hearing that the Salmon family will look to take legal action.
No, he did. He made a form of apology, Ricky.
He didn't say sorry, though, Marto.
Margo, he did say he was sorry at the end. And I spoke to Ricky yesterday twice.
Is he a mate of yours?
Yeah, he is.
Actually. Everyone's Dobbo,
so,
mate.
So Dobbo, he's paid $135,000 in fines in his 20 years of coaching. That only works out at $6,200 a year. It's like, oh, you've got to pay for your coaching license. Okay, here's my $6,500.
Yeah, but how much is he on? Hundreds and thousands of dollars. Mm. He doesn't mind. He'll take the fine. He's said what he needed to say. It's out there now.
He's old and angry. He hasn't won anything for a long time, and he's just frustrated and angry.
Dobbo, for a bloke like Ricky Stewart, are those fines tax deductible as part of the gig?
I think so.
Maybe, but a mate of mine said to me yesterday we should start a Ricky Stewart fighting fund, but we're not going to do that. No. You know, it's like, but look, he will cop a record fine though today.
I haven't got my ladder in front of me.
No suspension?
Are the Raiders just out of the eight? Is that what's wrong with him?
Yeah, look, Ricky's the master, and I say this with the deepest respect of when his team is under pressure of turning the tension onto himself. But in his own words yesterday morning at 7 o'clock when I spoke to him, he said, I should not have said that. I made a massive mistake. So,
too late. Yeah.
Mm. All right, Dobbo. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon, mate.
He's on the Sabo from 4 till 6.
There you go. Bet Australian, bet with Bluey. Download the true Blue brand new Blue Bet app from the App Store. It is Triple M, Marto and Margo.